everyone, welcome to the latest episode of You Deserve Fresh Lettuce. I am your co-host, Rachel.
And I'm Dahlia.
And this episode, we're going to be talking about commitment to the commitment. If you're not doing so already, please follow us across all of our social media platforms at YDFL Podcast. You can also listen to us on
all kinds of stuff like Spotify. You can ask Alexa. That's always my favorite thing. You can also watch us on YouTube, and we are currently trying to boost the subscribers. So if you're not currently on YouTube, go ahead and check us out. We're also, you know, in a new studio. Plus, check out the fits, as I like to say, and the shenanigans as we talk with our hands and our face
and
our hair.
And our lashes.
And everything.
All right, so let's get into it. So this episode is inspired partly by a piece of content that we talked about in episode in season one, really.
Yeah, for sure. Let's commitment.
Yes, told a little story about my grandfather. So I'll lead with that, and then we can kind of dive in deeper. So one of the things is that once my grandmother passed away, they had been married 60-something years, and one of the things that he said that he realized after she was gone was that the ring, you know how it like never ends or begins, there's no beginning, there's no end, whatever. Yeah. He realized that the ring signifies a commitment to the commitment. And his point was,
it's everlasting.
Because love comes and goes. He goes, it seems like your generation, sorry, I mean, they're looking for like their true love or like all the soulmate stuff and all that and everything. And he said, but the truth is, you know, it's about the respect and it's about the commitment to the commitment because the love comes and goes. Mm-hmm. And he gave me so many examples of like how he's fallen in and out of love over 60 something years with my grandmother.
Yeah.
I mean, overarching.
Okay,
there's
so
love
I have a question
thing,
for you, and I think that the message is really beautiful. But here's my next question to you, because you may have shared this or not. Did your grandfather ever cheat on your grandma?
Yes.
Okay. So that,
according to him, every man does it at least once.
Okay, got it.
Unfortunately.
So, okay, so the commitment to the commitment goes back to her too, because guess what? She committed to him, and we always say this, oftentimes women do not leave a man after he cheats one time, after he cheats two times.
It's
usually
what he continues to do.
Yes. And oftentimes they'll say, I only did it one time.
Oh, no.
But I only really got caught one time.
Yeah.
So really, really, realistically speaking,
his perspective
it could
on
be.
That, his perspective is when he was talking about commitment to the commitment, he was saying what they both did.
Yeah.
He wasn't just saying for his commitment.
Right, for
he's
sure.
Saying, he's saying that
no,
both
no, no,
of them
for
were
sure.
committed
And she
to
committed
it.
To it too, because guess what?
Both
She stayed
them.
Because
yes.
I think otherwise it would just be like, oh, my grandpa and my grandma were married, they got divorced, which is your typical story. And once you like, you know,
grandma and grandpa got divorced,
you know what I mean?
That's like
very
the,
common now.
It is
now
yeah.
it's so common,
yeah.
right? It's like grandma and grandpa got divorced. It's like very common. But the commitment to the commitment was, I'm not saying that girls or ladies or women that you need to put up with someone cheating on you, okay?
Right.
But what I'm saying is obviously she understood the assignment in her own right too, meaning
yes.
she stayed there. And then he understood that, oh my gosh, she committed to me and continued to have the love go and come back because guess
yes.
what? He obviously, if you're stepping out of line, that means at one point in time that love kind of faded, and then
yes.
all of a sudden he's like, oh my gosh, this woman really loves me.
And you have
me.
To remember that men can cheat on you and actually love you.
Right.
And so with women, we associate monogamy with love, and that's not how men operate. That's just not even how they're
right.
wired at all.
Right.
And so it's not about being faithful or not being faithful or anything.
Have
it's
you
about,
heard, Rachel?
It's about, like, the commitment to the commitment is about really understanding that when you're walking down the aisle,
yeah.
you're making a promise to a higher power. Most
right.
people get married in church or chapel or whatever.
Whatever
minister, and they might say, hey, you know what? This is a promise I'm making to God
mm-hmm.
to honor and cherish and whatever this person.
For
it's
sure.
not like a promise to the person. It's a promise to, like, let's just say God, that you're going to do this
you're
with
be
this
right
person.
With the person.
And so for him, his takeaway, you know, you're talking about an old man that really invested the 60 years like my grandmother did till death
right.
do she
dead,
part,
dead part yeah.
and stuff like that. He's saying this generation is looking for all of this romanticism, all of this friendship, all of these like great happy times. He said it's part of it.
Right.
It's part of it, but it's not the whole picture. What keeps a marriage together is actual commitment.
Commitment, right.
Yes.
But, you know, so someone might out there, and I, because I love to challenge people, obviously, but I would probably, me as a female, would question his commitment. Because if he's cheating on me, then he's not committed, right? Because I want to believe that I'm just committed as he is. Now, I have heard when women say something like this. It's, I had an emotional affair.
Yeah.
Like, No, you did not have an emotional affair. That's called a friendship. And now if you took it down to the nitty-gritty
of, like...
It's
usually backwards. They go, no, he's just my friend. And it's, no, it's an emotional affair.
Right. Well, still. But yeah. they say, oh, but it was just an emotional affair. Okay, if he's a friend or whatever. But, like, what I'm trying to say is, at the end of the day, what crosses a line to become an affair is, like I always say, you could have friends. And what separates your friendships from being lovers is the sex.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you're saying it was an emotional affair, but you had sex with him... You had an affair. Like,
oh,
let's stop with the BS.
If we're going to veer off into adultery, make this into adultery, then absolutely we'll define adultery as
it's an affair. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. And so I think a lot of the time, too, the commitment with what you're saying is, I think that we don't really realize, like, okay, I'm going to marry this person. And oftentimes you don't realize, like, it's not just picking out the centerpieces.
It's not
just the ring and how you're going to propose and the fireworks.
The marriage starts after the wedding.
Literally right after. Because then I think you have to sit down with your partner and be like, so what damage did we do with this wedding?
Yeah.
And the vacation and the this. And we understand that there's more to it than just a freaking wedding.
I think you know, at the end of the day, if you're going to walk down the aisle, it's the understanding that you are going in to a committed relationship is one narrative, right? That's like being faithful and stuff like that.
For sure.
But being committed to the commitment is a different thing, because what ends up happening with that is that you understand that you're going to do life with this person and it's going to be rough. There's going to be beautiful things in there, but that person is not perfect. You are not perfect. You're going to put these two people together that were raised completely different.
They are going through
life, by the way, with different lenses on. We were just talking off camera about, like, I understand I'm viewing life through one set of lenses and someone else next to me is viewing life through a totally different set of lenses.
And even if you had siblings, Rachel, like even brothers and sisters, you may be raised under the same parents, and you might have a brother or a sister. And they could be a different religion. They could have a different, political views, different health views, you name it. And so that gives you an understanding that even though you make a commitment to the commitment to decide to get married to this person, you understand that at the end of the day, you guys are going to have two different viewpoints and perspectives on all things, including raising children and spending money.
So you need
big things.
So being committed to the commitment is to understand that, you know, you're willing to roll up your sleeves and go to work. It's not about, you know, all roses and butterflies.
This isn't working for me no more.
This is about a partnership. Even when you have partnerships in business, you're saying we're partnering up to tackle the issues together.
Yes.
Like, we're partnering up to take on the heavy things,
right,
together, so that you don't have to do the heavy lifting by yourself. And so if you're getting into a marriage and we're talking about commitment to the commitment, for at least where he was coming from, it is, the person is committed to, I always envision a basket. And a basket has two handles. And it's saying, you know, I'm going to hold this side of the handle, you know, this side of the basket, you're going to hold that side. And at the end of the day, the one person can't be like, I'm not doing this. And P.S., cheating isn't even necessarily letting go of the handle, right? Here's the thing. You could sit there and go, well, if he cheated in the beginning, he wasn't committed. But women, by the way, and I'm just going to even speak for myself, we quit every day on the marriage. But as soon as we complain, as soon as we're making him feel like not worthy, there's so many things, and we're going to do another episode about this potentially. There's so many things energetically that we're doing as women that essentially make the guy feel like you're disappointed in him.
Yeah.
And essentially there's all these little complaining and all these different things. And that's also quitting inside the marriage. And so, again, we'll do
a separate episode about that. I will say, in my opinion, there's a lack of commitment. If my partner cheats on me, there's a lack of commitment, respectfully.
Yeah.
Like, because I think at the end of the day, you know, if we're just hanging out, like I always say, there's two different people with two different perspectives. If we understand that we're going to have an open marriage, meaning like, we're going to be, I'm just saying, we're going to be swingers.
Dahlia just went all the way off to the right of, like,
yeah, you know how I do it. if that is what we both decide to do, I'm not saying that I'm for that, by the way, but there are people that are okay with it.
Yeah.
If both parties are like, yes, we are going to be swingers, that's what we're going to do. Put the pineapple outside. By the way, something that I just found out about, that means that the pineapple,
I think what Delia wants is that, hey, if we're going to mess up, we're going to mess up together, and we're in this together.
We're in this together.
She's like, you're not doing that by yourself.
You can't just sit there and be like,
and cheat on me by yourself.
The commitment and be like, I was committed to you, but I did a sorry. Yeah. I went to the neighbor's house, asked for a cup of sugar. You know, like, that's not going to fly with me.
And here's the thing. He
is not going to fly with me.
And I know you weren't with him when he was saying this, but like, he wasn't coming from that place. Like,
no, I understand, though.
In the beginning, the commitment was, he had an affair in the first year.
Yeah.
And the thing was, is like, there was a commitment to working it out, right? Right. Obviously, there's a lack happening, or maybe he thought whatever in the marriage and it wasn't.
For sure.
And that's why I love the perspective, because he was saying to me, when he did that, by the way, he's talked to me in depth about that.
Yeah.
Like, when he did that, it really opened his eyes to like, okay, wait a minute, what is it that I needed for my husband, my wife, but also what did he expect marriage to be?
Mm.
And I think that that's really where the lesson is like, so oftentimes a lot of things get really shaken up in the first couple years because what your idea of marriage was before you got married and what it actually is two different
but
things.
But that depends, Rachel, I'll tell you why. Because I know someone specifically that has been married for 40 plus years, never cheated on his wife. Best friend dies. Best friend says on his deathbed, just live. And this whole thing about being with one woman, like probably taking his last breath, like this bullshit, right?
Yeah.
So this guy goes on Match.com.
Yeah.
And guess what he does? Near damn 70 something year old man. So what I'm saying is, yes,
Delia's saying, we're going to talk about cheating and you better not effing cheat without her. That's what it is.
If you're going to cheat,
we're going to do it together with pineapples. You let we're going to do that shit together with pineapples. She's going to say.
I'm going to say, let's see this through.
Yeah, she's going to see it through.
You know what I mean? Because
she's all, that's commitment.
That's commitment to the commitment. It's like, how dare you be a selfish, you know? That's being selfish.
So I think that.
Like, I want you at home, but
I think that man, that's definitely selfish.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no,
because, but the thing about that, though, you know, strictly committed, family man, family oriented, well-to-do, you name it. And then all of a sudden, he gets a message from his dying partner friend, and his friend's like, you know what, just go out there and do it.
Just
and
do
he's
it,
like, Match.com, let's do this. And now he has you know, his side chick. And he's like, near that, I don't even know, like, if... I mean, Cialis, I know guys have been, like, giving us messages, Cialis and Viagra.
He's not committed,
get it. And so that commitment faltered.
No, yeah, he
and
did.
And so for me, I feel like, okay, cool. What exactly, like, I think the commitment to the commitment is also having communication. Like, honey, you know what?
But I think
you
it's like,
cutting it,
I think it's like
I need
said,
sugar.
I think it's like you said in the beginning, women don't leave for what the guy does once
Never.
Or twice. So
no.
we're talking about a scenario where he did
it was
that
the one thing.
He
yeah.
did that one time and then they leaned
and
in.
By the
and
way,
they, and they leaned in together
yeah.
to be able to go,
I'm
you know what?
I'm not coming after
no,
you,
no,
grandpa,
I know.
Though,
but it's like,
you know, I've been
no,
known
but
for
I'm
that.
Saying, I know for sure. No, here's, I'm trying to say. I know for sure if he would have continued, she wouldn't have stayed. I
yeah.
know my grandmother. She's tough,
she
man.
Was a tough
she
woman.
Was feisty. Like, she was a diva. She was all the
she
things.
All
and
about.
So, like, I will tell you, I know for a fact if he would have continued, I
would
be telling a story of, like, my old-ass grandparents were divorced a long time ago. Like,
right.
that wasn't the case. And the reason why I wanted to do this episode is because I'm talking about, I'm coming to you guys with a relationship that lasted over 60 years.
Right.
Because they were committed to the commitment. They weren't... Oh, he has a kid over there and this and that and Tuka and putting it. That's not what this is about. Commitment
yeah.
to the commitment is not anything about that.
Yeah.
It's about making
but
mistakes
that, but you do
and
real,
working them
but
through.
But you do realize, though, the commitment to the commitment, because that is the reason why most people get divorced. Like,
they're
besides
yeah.
the fact that, you know, people are like, we fell out of love or... You know, whatever, but...
But here's the thing. That's what we did this episode.
Right.
Because you and I said so many
people fall out of love.
Are giving up on their marriages because
right.
they don't feel that thing anymore.
Right.
So many people are quitting on their family dynamic
so
and
true.
Everything because they don't feel fulfilled.
Well, because there's these new...
new words of like my twin flame and he's
yeah,
my
soulmate.
And I'm not saying
being married and then looking out there for the
soulmate. Now I'm not saying that they don't exist, but if you're married to somebody, then you have to understand like you committed to this man. And so my point to what you're saying too is I 100% agree with you, by the way.
Yes.
110% with the message of what your grandfather said. However, I do have an issue. I'm going to take it back to like, you know, the trifling.
Don't cheat on Delia by yourself. Bring the pineapples.
I am not about pineapples,
I think,
by the way.
Look, at the end of the day,
but
if a person, everybody makes mistakes. If a person makes a mistake and you feel the love and you feel like our marriage is worth it, our kids are worth it, then that's a commitment to the commitment.
For
if a guy takes that healing process, counseling, all these things or whatever you do, and he's still over there with the secretary, he's not committed. Like, there's a huge difference, right? And so at the end of the day, the women...
He's committed to his pleasure.
Yeah, that's what he's committed to his penis.
To his penis
that's
pleasure.
That's it. That's to himself.
Pee-pee.
Like, he wants you to be married.
Yes.
But he doesn't want to act
He
married.
Doesn't want to act
That's
married.
Just what it is.
But a lot of the time, people are selfish, and they're going to be like, well, you can't do that. You know, they don't want that. Now, I'm not for, by the way, I'm not for pineapples or none of that. Like,
Pineapple Express.
No, I'm not. That's not my flow. I'm very territorial, and I think a lot of people are territorial.
We ain't sharing in these parts.
Yeah, I don't like to share in that regard, but I'm saying it's like, I always say, if we all know the rules of engagement and we know what's happening, it's on a contract, and it's this is how we're going to operate, then there is no foul play. When there's foul play, in my opinion, I always say this, is when someone doesn't tell you the freaking game plan. Like, all of a sudden, you're like, oh, I didn't know that.
That's
those
were
the rules of engagement? Oh, snap. Well,
in that case,
well, shoot, match.com,
you
here we come.
I mean?
Like, be like that old man that was married 40-plus years. Like, freaking message from the hell. Like, go get yourself your woman. Like,
you know, one of the things is, like, you know, to honor and cherish and all these things. And unfortunately, you know, it's difficult as women, especially if you go, and even for men, you know, you go so many years into the marriage and you're like, oh my God, you left your freaking cruddy underwear on the floor. Like, there's like a lot of complaining and a lot of whining and all this kind of stuff. And so it's almost like a little bit of a silent quitting in the marriage.
For sure.
So women, we do it sometimes differently. Well, nowadays, women are just out here doing some other
doing
stuff, too. Yeah, doing the most, too. And so I think, you know, when it's in terms of the commitment, it's not just being physically there.
Right.
Like, you have to really be putting the needs of the other person,
before
you know,
yours.
First. And also then, you know, an exchange. If you're both doing that, then you're both being met. Your needs are being met, you know. And I think that there's that, too, because there's so many, I know, women that I've met that they really believe that they're good because they're freaking still with the dude and cooking for him.
Or Rachel, because they have sex every day.
Yeah.
I mean, did it matter to you? Did it matter to me?
Yeah, it
you
did
have
matter.
Sex every day, seven
didn't
days
matter.
A week.
It does.
Sometimes
as
a
woman,
day.
You
does
can do
that.
That
matter?
If, as a woman, you could give your husband all these things, but if you're a bitch and your energy is way off, you're quitting on your marriage too. And so you have to be very, very aware of that. Marriage is not just... It's not just be monogamous. It's not just have sex. There's also like the attitude around it, the tone with each other. And that's where the respect comes in. You know what I mean? So I think that at the end of the day, like when he really broke it down, he recognized all the areas that she fell short, all the other areas that
he fell short.
And it really was highlighted the moment she died. Literally, we had this conversation like 2 weeks after she passed away.
Yeah.
It was like it all came to this, to light. And I
like
was at
it
a
came
dinner.
To fruition too.
I was at a dinner with women in Laguna Beach in this gorgeous home. And I happened to mention that. And this lady she's a well-known psychologist and author. She goes, that's a whole book that you need to write. That one little thing he said with you, that's a best-selling book. And like I broke down, like I'm kind of trying to do here, of like some of the things that he took away and shared. And I was like, it was such an eye-opener to me.
Yeah.
Because this idea that like you're going to go into something and everyone's going to be perfect and it's always going to be happy and it's always going to feel like love is not
it's
the
not
case.
It.
If
no.
you happen to be 1% of the population that got that from someone.
Yeah.
Count your blessings.
Beyond.
You're very, very,
very,
very blessed
lucky.
And
yeah.
fortunate, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And I think along the way, it's just, you know, tapping your partner and checking in on them all the time, you know, every so often. Like, hey, how are we doing? How is this going? It's kind of like understanding, like, I don't know, I don't want to make a reference to a relationship as financial, but every once in a while you have to check your finances. Like, can we afford to upgrade or downgrade or buy this or buy that? So relationships are... I don't want to make a reference again about finances, but it's like you have to check
it's a business
checks and
too.
Balances
it's
of
a
like
business too.
How is she doing? How is
yes.
her emotions? How is he doing? How am I contributing? How am I fulfilling? How am I adding
yes.
to her like love bank account and to my love bank account? Like how are we contributing to
yes.
this relationship? And so oftentimes we think that our relationship is the only one that is suffering. Like you argue, you fight, you're fighting over like him not putting the freaking toilet seat
oh my
down.
Gosh.
And then you start to think that you're the only one that fights over things like that. And then you see the stats and you're like, oh snap. Everybody fights over this, but I think at the end of the day, it's just having an understanding like, hey, when you go to the restroom, do you mind? Or maybe you freaking put this toilet seat up because
yeah.
he needs to go to the restroom. I mean, it goes both ways, right? Or you
yeah.
just close it completely. Like after every
oh.
use, you close it completely. That way there is an action
yes.
that needs to take place,
yes.
meaning somebody has to lift that toilet.
Yes.
That cover up, right? I'm just saying, like,
I
you have to check in with your partner.
I think
all
that,
the time.
You know, at the end of the day, if you look at it like an even exchange and you have to say, look, maybe we were talking earlier, we were thinking about doing a separate episode on this, and maybe we'll just talk about it here. I was talking about how energetically women and men do it too. They go in and they literally start running down bitching about their entire thing. I woke up at 4 a.m. and then I had to go do this and I walked the dog and like, oh my God. And like now I'm making dinner and like you don't understand. And there's this whole freaking bitch fest that takes place that energetically literally destroys joy and peace in your husband's life.
And
sure,
gratitude.
And vice versa. Okay. And what
yeah.
it is. It's your gratitude bank is depleted.
Right.
And so I think that if we, as couples, if we can lean in and say, I'm feeling like I need hugs, fine. I need to give him a hug. Okay. And I've had this conversation, by the way, with a lot of people, and they go, you know, he's not affectionate and he's not considerate. And I say to them, I challenge you for a whole month. Give him every single thing you're looking to get in return.
Right.
And what ends up happening, they go, well, I don't want to do that because... And then eventually, if they do try it, they go, oh, he's like, oh, what was that for? The guy is just as thrown off as you are. Like, so at the end of the day, like, we can sit there and claw and bitch and complain because technically speaking, we're empty. There's a lack
mm-hmm.
there, right? But if you're committed to the commitment,
yeah.
you need to say, you know what? I really want affection. I'm not going to sit there and slam cabinets hoping he reads my mind that I want affection. I'm going to go sit on his lap and I'm going to go put my arm around him
yeah,
and kiss
him. Yeah, but I think
him,
sometimes
you
notice that we do the opposite, right? Like, well, like you said,
yeah,
about slamming the cabinets. And like, nobody in their right mind after you're slamming no damn cabinet
it's
is going to come
motivated.
Up to you and be like, come here, baby, let me just hug you and kiss
no.
you. Like, everyone's going to be like, this bitch is batshit crazy
yes.
and I'm going to stay away from her. Kind of like with the whole Johnny Depp Amber Heard, right? She only recorded what she wanted to record and
yeah.
he's like slamming cabinets. No one in their right mind is going to go up to that man
no.
and be like, come here, let me give you a hug. So I think that there's timing too, right?
Yes.
But at the end of the day, a lot of the times what we are, you know, like screaming and spewing out what we seek and what we lack and
when
what
you can
want.
Just give that what you're
yeah.
looking to receive because
exactly.
you teach people how to treat you. You teach people how to love you.
Exactly.
They're not just going to read your mind and know that you need a hug in that
no.
moment. And don't
exactly.
sit there complaining and being silent treatment, hoping that he reaches around and hugs you because now you're going to be like, no, don't touch me. And at the end of the day, it's like, well, you're doing this whole pouting
you
session because
to
you wanted
but
it. But
now
you're mad.
Want me to touch you.
But now you're mad that it took all that just to get him to do it. So it's not, that's toxic, ladies, if you're doing that. So at the end of the day.
But don't we do this all the time?
Oh.
Rachel, oh my gosh, like the flower thing, right? It's like you never bring me flowers. All of a sudden he brings you flowers and you're like, why did you bring me flowers?
You just brought
what
them
did,
because
I told
about
you,
it.
What did you do?
Oh, yeah.
What
I,
did you do?
I had guilty gifts like all the time and I'd be like, this is, and I would do
yeah.
my best to keep my mouth shut
because yeah.
I was like trying to be in gratitude. But
you're like cutting it. You're like, this mother effer,
yeah.
I'm going to put it in water.
Yeah.
We'll put the little vitamins in there. Good energy to that. Thank you, baby. You didn't have to, but what did you do?
But if you are truly and utterly, if you're like, Rachel, but I am committed because, you know, I've been with him so long and he's such a jerk and da da da. But he doesn't, you know, he neglects me. Where are you leaning in? And by the way, it's not just the making dinner or vacuuming
uh-huh.
like we talked
right.
about. If you want the cuddles and the feels and the this and the whatever, you got to lean in and give it. You
yeah.
got to give that which you are lacking.
Lacking, for
which
sure.
Which is, it feels counterintuitive to do it.
Right. Yeah, no, it does. But at the end of the day, I think you have to check in with your partner every once in a while.
Yes.
Have a sit down. Even if things are going phenomenal, like, what am I doing? What am I not doing? How can I contribute more? How can I contribute less? How can you contribute more? What can we do? Should we, you know, sometimes it's really healthy to just do a weekend getaway. Sometimes it's really healthy to do plan a vacation, maybe a year in advance, depending on your, you know, financial situation, to like have something to look forward to, because oftentimes we get so caught up in the mundane life of like, you know, pick up the kids, drop off the dry cleaning, go to the grocery store, cook, And in between that, you forget about your partner, the commitment, the love, and then you feel like you've been neglected, disrespected. Yes. And at the end of the day, it's just, you're just a conversation away from trying to really understand each other and understand why you committed to the person and why you fell in love.
Yeah, and if you are one of those ladies that is like, oh my God, babe, well, I've been up at this and I had to do this and oh my God, and da-da-da-da, and the carpool, you need to go, shh. You need to literally
silence.
Just go
silence.
And say, you know what? It's on the verge of spewing out of me like word vomit, because what I really want from him is to look at me one day and go, babe, I'm so proud of the mom you are. I'm so proud of the wife
and
you
thank
are.
You.
Like, and thank you so much and everything. And but guess what? Before you expect that, when was the last time you thanked him? When was the last time you hugged him for no reason? When was
so
the last time
you
told him he looks so handsome? When was the last time you said,
good.
Babe, I'm so proud of the life that you provided, the home, or whatever. Whatever. It could be small.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so just the moment you find yourself resenting that you haven't received it, ask
it.
Yourself, when's the last time you gave
and
it?
You need to give that.
And that is part of like my grandpa's messaging about the commitment to the commitment, because it's, it goes both ways. And as soon as you hold back in resentment or in lack, both people are going to like shrink down or use this toxic energy of slamming cabinets or whatever.
Of
you
course.
Know?
So, you know, if you think you desire something, give it first, and then that way it can be reciprocated, and then that way you're speaking the same language, and you're not on Match.com.
Because you don't hear it. Let's just circle this out. If you, what ends up happening, let's just be real, freaking honest.
Yeah, for sure.
We live in lack in our relationships. We're wanting him to read our minds, okay? Then we go to work. Or the gas station, or the dinner, and the men are coming up, and they're like, oh, and they're doing and saying all the things that we want our husband to do.
Yeah.
And so easily now we're comparing this
man that
to
does
that man.
Not see your day to day, you waking up with your messed up hair and your stank ass breath,
or the complaining,
like, and
you
the complaining.
Do, whatever.
He's just seeing you arriving into this world as this magical woman.
Yes.
He's like, you're so beautiful and smell so amazing.
And P.S.
And you're like, why can't he say this to
you
me?
Know what I mean? And P.S. Your husband is experiencing the same thing
the
in the
same
world.
Same thing, exactly.
So instead of giving it to those people on the outside,
give
being
it to
so
the
polite, do not
that
turn in and lean in to the person that you're with.
Amen. That's
I think
all
that's
we got.
It. That's all we got for you.
Yeah.
Fix
There's
that
a
shit.
Lot of arguing and like, no.
Fix it. No.
Pineapples, guys,
Grandpa's pineapple. Grandpa's pineapple.
What was your grandma's pineapple?
Or my grandma's pineapple. All right, guys. See you next week. And don't forget that you deserve
fresh
lettuce.
Cheers.